Hello and welcome to Lights on Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
I am Tayshawn Farr.
Yeah.
We wrote that song for you, Patrick.
I know. Yeah. I'm loving all the songs.
We're like improving the songs.
We're really getting our songs in at the top of every episode.
Yep.
That's Drew's Christmas present to the listeners.
That's all I could give, man. That's all I got.
That's a lot.
And it's a lot.
Yeah. And I think it's a great
take
present.
Take it and love it.
Put it in your stocking. And I don't know. And shut up.
Put it in your stocking. Shut your fucking mouth up.
Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Stay away from my stockings, Drew.
Right?
I'm just gonna put songs in it. Weird. Like recordings of songs.
I'm so mad.
We are back again. We covered a Lifetime. Now we are switching gears and covering a Hallmark.
Oh no.
So yeah. Well, we're called Lifetime on Court, if you didn't know. And
if you didn't know, we
did Hallmark movies in the beginning to kind of talk about how they're problematic and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. At this point though, I am only doing Hallmark movies to fill the 25 season before we leave for the Bahamas.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're going.
Yes.
It's gonna be great. Mm-hmm. But This is the price we have to pay to go to the Bahamas in December during peak Christmas season. Mm-hmm. We have to cover some Hallmarks. So, Tayshawn, have you seen a Hallmark Christmas movie, like, willingly, or is this your first time?
This is the first time I've ever watched anything on the Hallmark channel.
I figured that might be the case.
Thoughts?
Immediately, my home started to smell like... potpourri and like
mm-hmm.
I can't explain it, like a rug with dog hair.
Yeah.
And then like it got really foggy. My eyes, my pupils kind of dilated a lot because there was just so much whiteness.
Uh-huh. It's true.
In this movie, and it wasn't the snowman. And like
for
our viewers that don't know and don't follow me on Instagram, which is Chorus Cutie.
Seamless.
I have albinism. I'm very white, but I'm black. And my boyfriend's very white. He's not black. He's just white.
No, he's just white.
Yeah. He's just a white
guy. Super white guy. He's a beautiful cherub.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful little... Oh, my goodness. But...
don't get her started.
Don't get me
She's
started.
She's getting all horny for him.
Okay.
He's blushing somewhere.
Right.
He is. His cheeks are red.
Drew, this is a Hallmark movie. We can't say horny on this one.
Yeah, you can't say horny. There was not even like a black or brown extra.
Or anything. Yeah. Isn't that shocking to see?
That was so weird.
It's weird, right? Like it doesn't represent
anywhere.
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 Not a
In
single place.
In the United States of America, anywhere.
No.
Yeah. Can we talk about the first, like, the opening with the credits? I don't know if you got to see this, but I'm pretty sure the first few clips of it was of Pittsburgh, my hometown.
Oh, yes, it was
and
Pittsburgh.
I saw the little yellow bridges and the little trolley and, like...
Yes.
And I was like, oh, goody, it's, like in Pittsburgh. It's going to be so cute. There's black people in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes, there are.
Yeah.
Hello.
We're here.
What?
So, yes. all right. So the movie today, we didn't say yet, is A Christmas Scavenger Hunt.
A Christmas Scavenger Hunt.
Yep.
It stars Kevin McGarry, Kim Shaw, and Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
And he's still doing his Tom Arnold thing. We'll get to it.
Yeah, okay.
So, yes, we do actually start off in Pittsburgh.
You know, I'm going to say, like, in his Tom Arnold, he's not looking bad. He looks pretty good.
There is something that I will say about that in a moment.
Okay.
And it involves schmo schmocks. We'll see what it is. That's my clue. That's my clue because it's a scavenger hunt
with schmo schmucks.
That's right.
Okay.
So Hallmark does get it going. They got the snowy vibe, and I will give Hallmark credit for that. Mm-hmm. They always have snow in their movies, and it really puts me in a Christmas mood.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Lifetime does beachy Louisiana Christmas, which just isn't the same.
Yeah.
I understand that's real.
It's more realistic.
That's real.
Yeah.
But for me, I need my snow.
You need your snow.
I need my mountains. Mm-hmm. I need a candy cane.
Candy cane.
Whatever.
You need it.
Everybody's wearing red. Everybody yes. has on fur, like, hoods yeah. and foxes. And
exactly. So we have Belinda.
Like Game of Thrones always gets sure. me in the mood for Christmas.
Right. Belinda works at a development firm in Pittsburgh, and she is up for the junior associate position.
Get it, girl.
Oh, cool. Get it.
She's out here hustling.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She has to go to the town of Deerfield and make sure that condos go up in the town.
Sure.
Okay.
Got to make sure those condos get built.
Also, Deerfield is her hometown.
Uh-oh.
So there's that.
Yep, hometown sellout.
Yes. So she's got to go there. So she shows up in Deerfield. Mm-hmm. And when she arrives in town, she, of course, immediately runs into Dustin.
From the city.
From the city. She's going to Deerfield. Or Deerfield, yes. And she runs into Dustin, her ex from high school.
Uh-huh.
They broke up at college time because he was going to go to the same college as her. But then he didn't go. And she never forgave him.
Yeah,
and
him.
In this scene, like, they are angry fighting.
Yeah,
really
aggressive
in a Hallmark
passive aggressive. Actually,
it was the most emotion in the movie. At first, I wrote down Dustin, bad boy ex boyfriend. Like, I mm-hmm. thought he was a bad guy at first because mm-hmm. she was so snippy,
so much, and he's mm-hmm. calling her Belle. He's like, oh, Belle. Blah blah blah. She's like, oh, you mean you used to call me Belle when you left me in college, you dumb idiot.
And like, it's unclear of how long ago college was,
right?
But I don't think it was like any more than like
right
a few years.
Exactly.
I mean from the look of them, but probably
basically
like
she's very bitter. She's very bitter. It's all you need
so
to know
about okay. it.
So then she goes home, and Tom Arnold is her dad.
Okay.
He's sure. there. He's doing his best acting, but now with Botox.
And flailing
yeah.
arms.
Yes.
He's just flailing around. And
oh,
it was like,
that's what the rhyming was.
That's what schmotox means.
Schmotox.
I thought you were going to say fauxhawks.
Yes.
Like, well, he had a fauxhawk.
That would be amazing.
I thought you were going to say dreadlocks, I knew you was like, no.
And he did Botox in such a way. I am a, 25-year-old doing Botox. He is a, 65-year-old doing Botox.
Yeah.
And he only has done it on the top forehead portion, not in the little scrunchy part of your face between your eyes.
Not that
so you
part.
Can make that face, but this top part doesn't move.
Okay.
So he's doing it right where he can still kind of emote.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot to think about. I know.
I'm trying to figure out yeah. where those rings. I don't understand.
But Tom Arnold, good on you, man.
It's called your 11s, the middle part of your forehead. It's called your 11s when you 11s? Like make like a scrunchy face. And
I
then
don't
you
think
have
black people
two
get
lines.
That.
Maybe not. Maybe not. And then the forehead part really moves.
Do Welsh get it? Do I have?
You have like a triangle there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the old Welsh triangle.
You don't
they
have
call
the
it.
11s. Actually, your forehead's not that wrinkly. So good yet. On you. Mine is like yet. Crazy.
Yet.
I'm in a show right now, so I don't have my Botox. But I'll get it soon.
Do
I'll
get
really
it for get Botox? Bahamas.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What? Oh, my
that's
God.
How I learned about all this stuff. And that's yeah. how I can really, really see it on actors when they get it.
Oh.
Because I understand it a lot
oh,
better.
My God, yeah, yeah, yeah. So cool.
Yes. Yes, I love it.
And you've kind of taught me about Botox too. I haven't gotten Botox, but you've taught me about it. I'm like, okay,
I'm here to educate.
Oh,
and you know,
God,
no judgment for getting Botox.
Oh,
I'm
no.
just,
oh.
I'm just saying that
not at all.
It was interesting that Tom Arnold got Botox. You know, I'm like, does he care? I guess he does.
He cares. He wants to keep acting. I think he just loves acting.
There you go.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
So nothing notable about him other than the Botox. This
he doesn't
movie,
look a day over 50.
There's nothing notable about this movie other than the Botox. We could just end the episode right here.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Right. Yeah. Basically, what happens is, there is an old mill / museum that's very behind on the payments. And that's where the condo is going to go.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
that's where I'd put condos.
Belinda doesn't want to tell the owner of the mill is like, don't tell anyone that we're behind on payments and we'll do the deal under the table. I don't want to ruin anyone's Christmas by letting them know we're selling, but we can't afford to keep it. So we're going to have to sell it to you. I'd rather it not be condos, but what can you do?
Yeah. What can you do?
And he's like, he tells Belinda, do not sell it or do not tell anyone you're selling it. This is mm-hmm. just some random man in the town. Okay. White man.
Random white guy.
So to save the mill.
We'll call him Roger.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say Whitey. The town.
We'll call him Hunks.
Yes.
We'll call him F61.
Sure. He actually never comes back. So Tom Arnold is running the town scavenger hunt. This year, all the proceeds for the scavenger hunt are raising money for the mill and the museum to renovate it and make it more amazing.
Sure.
And
do we know what the museum is? Like what kind of museum?
Just of the town.
Just like town history.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one cares.
No one cares. So
condo that shit.
Yeah.
There is a Tom Arnold, announcing who's doing the scavenger hunt, and he's partnering up everyone. So Belinda reluctantly goes, and she gets partnered up with Dustin, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I shout it, rubbish.
Yes.
Rubbish.
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 And I wrote here that they spend the duration of the movie doing scavenger hunt things. It's just my prediction. Doing scavenger hunt things while Belinda tries to tell Dustin that she's selling the mill, but
sure.
Always something comes up and ruins it where she can't tell him.
Yeah.
You know, so that's creating the tension for the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what happens. So what we're going to do for the podcast, because there's no plot.
We know how this is going
to I wrote down all the clues for the scavenger hunt, and I want Drew to guess what they're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't actually write down the first one because I didn't think of this game until I realized that this movie was nothing but clues. So the first clue.
This is fun.
The first clue, they go to a Christmas tree like farm and they bring a tree to a recluse man.
In the woods.
Who will come back.
Like you in like 20 years.
Yeah, you're totally. I never leave my house. I'm so happy to have a visitor here.
I live in the mountains.
And you're bringing me a tree. This is so nice.
Do I have a horse?
No. Oh. No, not even a dog.
But at each stop, they have to take a picture and then send it to Tom Arnold, and then he'll send them the next clue.
Okay.
Next clue is, stop me when you know what it is.
Okay.
I come from a white powder. I'm silent, not louder. Oh, God. You create me in the cold from your ideas, bold. I can't be sold since I melt. And in the sun, I can no longer be felt.
Yeah.
What is the clue leading them to?
Snow? Cold?
Snowman. They have to build a snowman.
Okay.
So they build a snowman.
Okay. Or snow woman.
Or snow woman. And then they, while they're doing that, they argue.
A snow they.
About. They argue about Bigfoot and Yeti being real or not real.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, gotta write that down for Drew.
Yeah.
Because you're a believer.
What did they decide? Well, I'm not a believer.
Do
believer.
You believe in Bigfoot and Yeti?
Yeti.
I just think that maybe it could be a thing. I don't know.
I don't know what they believe.
I'm interested. Did they come to a conclusion? They're like, ugh.
No, they're just filling time in the movie.
Who believed
I think she was
in
into it.
It
and he was like, I was just wearing a Bigfoot suit and I tricked you.
All right, cool.
In high school. Whatever. But he also mentions that he didn't bail on Belinda and he stayed in town because his dad lost his job and that's why he couldn't go to college.
Mm, yeah.
And she's like, wow, I'm an asshole for being mad at you for all this time.
Fucking dickhead.
I mean, and all that's true. This is another red flag, ladies. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't have good communication back then. They weren't really meant to be.
Nope.
Well, you're also children and who are idiots. All
true.
Anyone who, you're a complete fucking moron until you're like 28,
sure.
Maybe.
I mean, for some people, it doesn't even peak at that.
Mm-mm.
But like, but know that you are not at your highest until you're fucking like basically until you're 30.
Right.
Basically. So just know that.
Okay. So next clue happens because it's a clue and then a very short scene of them doing the clue.
About the UFOs.
He's the main attraction, kind of all the action. Someone who brings joy, not just in the form of toys, loves giving and living. With this legend, take a photo, and then together drink lots of cocoa.
Oh, I know this one. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Oh.
Amen.
Santa Claus.
Actually, it's Santa Claus,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, our Lord.
Santa Claus, who also is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
They go to Santa and take a photo with him, and then they talk about Whitney.
Whether
and
Jesus
Whitney
is real or not.
Oh, Whitney.
Whitney is Belinda's cross or long jump rival from high school.
Yeah. Throwing it all the way back there to the point where
Whitney,
like
Whitney, man.
I don't even remember who like my frenemy was in high school.
Right. I'm like this is so stupid detail that why are we talking about this? But they talk about it for quite a while. And then a little boy comes up and he's like, I have a Christmas wish. I just want my mommy to come back from the army.
And the baby looks haunted. Something wrong with
him. And they're like, who are you and why are you talking to us? We're on a scavenger hunt. Get away from us.
Someone give that baby some bread.
Get away from us, you fucking freak.
Next clue. Oh, and by the way, the clues are coming in by text because they send a picture to Tom Arnold and he sends a text and we hear a blubbing.
Blubbling.
It'll come back. Whoop. Next clue. Look around at your neighbor. It's fun and easy. Not a labor. Is there something they need? Plant the seed and perform a kind deed. You can't resist. You want to assist. Open your heart. It's time to get together, not apart.
What the fuck is... What?
That kiss, seemed really
give
raunchy.
Give him a kiss?
That got really raunchy.
I know. It
yeah,
really
like,
did get
I'm like,
planting
strange.
Seeds and
I'm
giving
like,
them
what
pregnant,
they need. Impregnate the person?
I don't really know what happens here. I think they go see the recluse again.
Oh, no. They go... They get...
And I have to tell you, I'm reading this like in a fun, whimsical way. They were reading it like they were speed reading, like... You know, like getting it out. They did not care. Yep, exactly.
Oh, they
hated this movie. The actors hated this movie. You could tell.
They
and every time they read it, a little pop up of the text comes up.
Yeah.
But sometimes
I'm okay with that in like movies because I don't want to read it.
No, I know. Well, it's good to have the pop up to so so people can read what's going
what's
on.
Happening.
Because you might not know it's a text. You might
so
just
that
think
clue
they're talking
is they have to make a baby.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. So they make a baby. Next clue.
So this is hardcore porn scene.
Yes. This residence is a miniature dwelling, but the ingredients are quite compelling. Mm-hmm. All the frosting can be exhausting, but candy makes it dandy. The walls and roof... Top sheets are made of sweets. Once you're done, you can eat the treats.
Yeah. I mean, it's a gingerbread house.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I got to make a gingerbread house.
Yeah.
They go.
They really just throw it at you.
Yeah.
They're like, if in case you didn't know.
Right.
Not a fair. You can eat this house. It's
not a
tiny
challenging
house that you can eat.
So a proper montage happens here. This is very common in
they do
Hallmark movies.
They do a montage of making a gingerbread house?
Yes, yeah. With the cheesy instrumental music.
Okay.
And
that's 1 point. They get a point.
Yes. And, you know, no flower fight happens or anything, but...
No, I'm hungry, but you ate all the candy.
Mm-hmm.
You ate
empty calories.
Yeah.
So they go to a diner.
They're not empty.
They go to a diner, and right. Tom Arnold is there. He has a girlfriend named Jenny. She owns the diner, and she makes his chili. And they're like, you should be on that Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dive show.
Oh,
yeah dude.
That was so funny.
Get that Fieri.
Yeah.
Get that Fieri in your place.
Fieri.
No. I don't like that man. Sorry to that man. I don't like him. All right.
You don't like Guy Fieri?
Yeah, you don't like Guy Fieri?
Nope. Sorry to that man.
Our Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior. The person I'm building a cult around.
The mayor of Flavortown?
Next clue. Oh, just kidding. It's a text from Logan. Belinda has a boyfriend named Logan from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And he booked a flight. He booked a flight to come.
Wait, can we talk about something that Logan did at the beginning of the movie?
Yes.
Okay, let's just set up the relationship. All right,
so we'll rewind to the beginning of the movie.
It's at the beginning of the movie. They're at like a nice little lunch or whatever. And she's like, oh, I'm almost going to be like the junior What is it?
I don't remember. Junior, associate,
whatever. And he's like, here's your Christmas gift. He kind of like tosses a box at her and you're like, oh, is he going to propose? And it's a locket. And they're like, oh, that's still really sweet. And she opens it and she's like, who are these people? And he's like, I don't know. They're just in there. Like,
what?
He gives her a locket with
the
people that came with the frame.
Like, those are my bros. Those are my bros that I fucking... Those are my bros in high school that I had an acapella group with.
And he's just like, oh, by the way, I won't be able to make it like for the full trip like we talked about. But yeah, whatever. It's, yeah.
But like, I'm
Logan.
Yes.
I'll be there in a bit.
Yeah, he's so, like that.
Yeah, but he texts her and she thinks it's Tom Arnold, but it's him. And she's like, oh, I got to hide this text from Dustin. Oh, I don't want him to know.
Sitting in that Logan Logan's?
Can you do a Logan accent in like a Pennsylvania rural accent?
I don't know. I feel he was like,
because it's a weird accent.
It is strange.
It is a strange one.
Yeah, I'm not really good at it.
It's like
you need to call Sarah Reed for that one. Yeah, she can do it.
She can. She can do it.
It's like your O's are weird. It's like almost Baltimore.
Yeah, almost.
But also country.
It sounds like someone. So it sounds like a person. It like a person from Brooklyn, like from fucking Brooklyn, trying to do a Southern accent.
Right.
Badly.
When I moved here, people thought I was from Texas.
Really?
I thought everybody that I met sound really fuzzy unless they were from Ohio. Like, I was just like, I don't know what you're saying. Like, I was so overwhelmed by city folks.
Well, here, I mean, because then you have, like, the cops or something. Can I get directions? For cops that just lived on the south side their whole fucking lives.
Yeah.
And you're like, you got to go up Clark and make a left at the McDonald's.
Yeah, college Tay was not processing McDonald's. Like, yeah. I was so stressed out all the time, and I'm like, oh my God, are you from Ohio?
McDonald's.
I can understand you.
Right? All right. Next clue.
Anyway, next clue.
Open for interpretation. You can use your imagination. This task goes beyond the toy or a trinket. You'll have to rethink it. You're asked to fulfill a young one's desire and will. This may take some skill, but it may be a thrill.
I'm trying to remember myself.
I don't know.
They go to the little boy that was at the Santa place.
The haunted child.
And they bring him his army mom.
Okay.
In the same day. Because Dustin called the military and pulled some strings.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Okay.
He said, I pulled some strings. I knew someone at the museum, and I called them, and they called the military and brought her back today. In less than 24 hours.
Yeah, like
here she is.
3 hours later.
I mean, okay.
Next clue.
He knows the president of the United States of America, I guess.
So time to enter the kitchen for a delicious tradition. Your creation will require fun shape cutters. You may need lots of butter. The icing is enticing and comes in many colors. Red, green, blue, yellow, and white. You'll hear, or you can't resist taking a bite.
Yeah, that's a cookie.
Cookies. They have to make cookies, and she's like, let's go back to Tom Arnold's house and make cookies, and I'm ready for my baking montage. I'm so excited.
Yeah, fire fight.
But who interrupts the baking montage potential?
It's me, Logan.
It's Logan from Pittsburgh. And he's like,
Logan from Pittsburgh? He's
like, y'all want to do a short? And yes, I got that one down.
That's what I'm gonna sound like in the Bahamas. Yes. The Pittsburgh will come out if I'm like really drunk.
Do you guys want some water? That's all.
Yeah, water.
Water.
Oh yes. So
you guys want a glass of water?
This guy had to take a taxi into town because Belinda totally forgot about him. She totally forgot he was coming.
Yeah.
She didn't pick him up at the airport. He took a taxi, and he's like, "What are we doing?" So this is where the baking montage would happen, but instead, Logan basically just like shades Dustin for knowing how to bake, and he's like, man, you really know your way around a kitchen.
Dustin's like, yeah,
I'm like, why is this guy being such a dick?
Then they're like, you want to help us make some cookies, third wheel?
Right.
Like,
so he like,
can we wait a second?
Natalie's here.
Yeah.
Punctual as always.
Mm-hmm.
Can you note this?
I will.
I love it.
What is this called? Christmas scavenger. Mm, 22 minutes.
packed for the trip?
I've been shopping for bathing suits.
Oh, I did that in September. Macy's had a huge sale. I have so many cute retro, like, bathing suits.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so nice.
I'm going to get, like, Caribbean flamingo nails.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, to get revenge on Logan, mm-hmm. Dustin makes him stir the batter or whatever it is, the dough. But like with a spoon, which I've done to make cookies, it's really difficult.
Yeah, you can't do that. very jokes on you, motherfucker.
Yeah, so he spills butter or something on his French silk tie and is so upset about it.
Oh, no.
He is like really upset. I mean, okay, so they both had on, Dustin and Belle had on like aprons, and he's like wearing a suit. Like, why didn't somebody offer him an apron?
Because they don't want him there.
They don't. It's they very don't clear, and it's.
How it's many awkward. Aprons are at a place? To
I don't know. It's Deerfield. Aprons? I feel like
they have a lot.
They just have like a shitload of
how
aprons.
How many fucking
Tom
aprons
Arnold
do you have?
Always has aprons. We Tom don't. Arnold loves aprons.
yeah.
You're forgetting it's Tom Arnold's house.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Tom Arnold.
Final clue. Go back to where it all began. It's a part of the master plan. Time to grab those mics. No need to croon. Belt out a tune until you fall over the moon?
Yeah.
It's not a duet or a single. You'll both know the words to these holiday jingles.
Uh-huh. Jerusalem. They go to Jerusalem.
No. It's Christmas karaoke.
I know.
No, it's Hallmark. They would never go where there's brown people.
Right.
I know. I'm kidding. It's jokes.
Christmas karaoke is as terrible as it sounds. They are all very bad singers. And I'm like, is this a joke? Is this a comedy joke?
Oh, I was going to say caroling, but like.
No, it's actually karaoke.
Oh, it's just the karaoke.
Christmas screen. Karaoke.
Yeah, and like her best friend is like engaged to this guy. Like, this is why she wants to go and meet him. They were supposed to get together and like. Oh, our boyfriends. Like, let's meet each other's. And they're just singing their song, and they're like, we've harmonized. Terrible. Trash.
Awful.
Oh, bless them.
And then Belinda and Dustin sing 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, okay, the whole thing.
Which is like a terrible choice of a song, the most annoying Christmas song in my opinion.
Especially if you can't sing.
Right.
That song's actually
and
she's like,
even if you can, that's an annoying
song. She's like laughing like
song.
Through the whole thing. I'm like, the actress is very uncomfortable singing and
so
didn't want to do this scene.
Yep.
Because normally in a Hallmark movie, when the singing happens, it's usually at least good. I mean, not good to subpar.
Right.
This wasn't even singing.
She looked uncomfortable, like you said. Like, she was an actress who doesn't like to sing, and that totally happens, and they like freak out and they laugh through it. Ooh, it was
bad. Yeah, but we had to watch the whole thing. It's literally like watching karaoke sober.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not fun.
I think
her
boyfriend.
People you don't know.
I feel like Logan, while they were doing the duet, Logan was like taking a selfie at the Christmas tree.
Yeah, he was there also.
He was there, but he was like not a supportive partner.
No.
No.
It's like, whatever, man.
So they announced the winners and Belinda and Paul, whatever his name is, Dustin, don't win. They don't win, but they raised $15,000 for the mill.
Yeah.
And the museum.
Cool.
But, you know, she needs to put up condos. So Logan is very concerned about this. He's like, this doesn't make sense. Why would you do this?
He said, you're not focused.
Yeah, you're not focused.
Baby girl,
you need to
get
together and get those condos up.
What?
Get my money.
I mean, she's not.
She wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a fair.
So the next morning, she breaks up with Logan, and he's like, that's fine. I don't want to live here anyways.
He took it really well.
They hug, and he's like, I'm out of here.
And she's like,
she's like,
hey.
We can't do this. He's like, thank fucking God.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
She's all like, hey, go visit your sister on Christmas. Like, go take care of yourself.
She's like, thank fucking God. Thank you. Crap.
Yeah.
God.
She's like,
this is, what a horrible thing
now
to
I can,
do.
Now I can go put
me.
It on. I can go put it on.
Yes.
Put
yes.
that thing on him.
And she does. She goes to him and she's like, you know, I'm sorry about all the stuff and, you know, I'm committing myself to you and the town and the mill, and I'm not going to do the condos. Because at some point she tells him about it and he's mad, but he gets over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they kiss.
Okay.
And then finally, I'm like, okay, we're doing a Christmas dinner now. How great is this? The recluse is there. Tom Arnold and his Diners, Drive-Ins, and Wives person's there.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Wives.
Wow.
Oh,
yes.
Spin-off podcast.
Exactly, exactly.
Fucking, that's it. That's it.
So, they you, like...
That's, I'm buying that fucking domain.
Okay, great.
I don't
great.
Care what anyone...
There is a locket. Speaking of lockets.
Yeah.
This locket has the real pictures in it of Belinda and Dustin. It's on the Christmas tree, and they kiss by the Christmas tree, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
No, there's one more scene.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
Then they drive to the snowy bridges of Madison County Bridge, and they like move away snow, and there's a little heart with like their names in it and stuff, and then they kiss by the bridge, and now the movie's actually over.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Thank God. But so, three fake outs, Hallmark. That's really rude.
That's a lot of fake
and a
outs.
Lot of kissing for Hallmark.
I would like to reclaim my time.
Yes.
I would like to be compensated for
like be compensated.
Absolutely.
I almost sent you a Venmo request. I was like,
yeah. God, yeah, that's fair. That's
God
fair.
Damn it, Patrick.
That is fair.
I miss the Kardashians for this.
Oh, I'm sorry. So on the podcast, we either poured up, put a cork in it. I think I know, but what are you thinking?
I'm corking this one. There's no way I would ever pour it up to that again.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you should give me like $6 for watching that movie.
Okay, there you go.
That's fair.
Yeah,
I think together me and Patrick can give you $6.
Yeah,
sure.
I'll invoice you.
Yeah,
great,
totally
wonderful.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna pour it up.
Ooh. Okay.
So my criteria of pouring it up is different than yours because I don't watch the movie. I just hear you guys talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think you guys did a fucking great job of telling me about this movie.
Oh, thank you.
It's not pouring the movie up. It's pouring it up because you guys talked about it greatly.
Yeah.
Wonderfully.
Yay.
So that's for you guys. That's a pouring up.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm definitely putting a cork in this
shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for
this
sure.
This was terrible. The only redeeming quality was the stupid clues, which were also terrible.
Yeah, I know they're terrible.
I think my favorite part of the whole movie were the commercials about another Christmas movie with Kelly Rowland in it.
Oh, that's Merry Little Christmas, and we will be covering that. Okay.
I'm so sad.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I feel hurt.
I know. There's so much better movies. But yeah, putting a cork in it.
Yeah.
Because number one, the POC.
Just
incredibly shockingly.
Not a single one.
We've regressed Hallmark.
And
we talked about this
sure
Hallmark. We talked
clarify,
about this.
And clarify.
Yes.
I am pouring you guys explaining the movie to me, not the movie itself.
Also, Tom Arnold unnecessary, and I don't get it. The actors weren't really great. The guy was like dopey looking. He had big old ears, and actually, he was very photogenic. I'll give him that. Like in the pictures that they had to take to send to Tom Arnold, he looked good in those.
Sure.
Yeah. But otherwise, I'm like, he sucks. She was boring.
So boring.
Logan sucked. Like everyone sucked.
Yeah,
this movie.
They didn't want to do it.
They didn't want to do it.
Sounds like they just didn't want to do this movie.
This is a paycheck for everyone involved. The writing was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's it.
And I mean, hey, writer Marita Grabiak.
Oh, a woman.
Marita.
So, oh, no, sorry. That's the director.
Oh, well, I like it.
George
by a woman.
Clembeth.
George,
that
come on.
Makes more sense.
George,
I'm like, a woman didn't write this.
No, George Clembeth and Tammy Clembeth.
Oh, a couple. Maybe this is how they met.
So I think, honestly, I think this is a sort of situation. There's three writers in this.
Okay, so someone wrote it, they rewrote it, and it's
just
like
got
a script
passed
that's been
down,
kicking
so
around.
So like, it's not
for a
the
while.
Writer's fault. It just got kicked down like multiple times. So it's
to
not.
Who?
So
like,
it's not the writer's fault. They just had, they were like, punch this up.
Fix a script.
Fucking put something in
that
there.
That makes
boo-boo-boo.
Sense. Because all these
so
notes,
not,
all these clues and
the
stuff kind of felt like punched up. And like, they put a lot of time into writing those clues.
And then by the time it gets to Marita, she's like, what the fuck is this? And she did her fucking best.
Maria did her best.
To do what was handed to her. And she probably had to do it in like 3 days.
Sure. Yeah, visually I thought the movie was very pretty. You know, the main girl is just very pretty.
They probably got a great
location.
The location was very pretty. It was a good DP.
There you go. Yeah. All right. That wraps up our conversation about Christmas Scavenger Hunt. Let's do a Candace. You say Candace Cameron Bure, the summit where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it.
What you doing, Candy?
Say, what did you say, Candace? Candy. I feel real close to Candace lately. I don't know why.
I'm still unsure who she really is. She's from Full House, right? Yeah. But she's not the one going to jail.
Right. Lori.
No.
Okay.
And Lori is not going to jail. Lori is just pleading not guilty to everything. She's really crazy. She's going to go to jail for a long time.
Lori is a criminal.
Is Candace in the reboot of Fuller House?
She is.
I actually like it. It's a guilty pleasure.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
I never liked Full House. I never thought it was a thing for me.
No.
But I get it.
It's a thing.
It's a comfort. It's like, you know, it's eating like peas.
Peanut butter.
Oh God. Okay. All right. Let's see what Candace said.
What did you say?
Oh, here we go.
Kira and Gary, all the fun stuff that we get to visit all the time because I work at the best studio ever.
I got a movie role.
Gary's gonna be. Guy asked me to be in a movie. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun. Like Pretty Little Liars and Gilmore Girls, La La Land, Fuller House, like all kinds of great outdoor sets. Superman. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Okay. So she's just walking around the lot. Her Fuller House last season on Netflix in December.
Oh, it's the last season?
Yes. She's very sad about it.
Aww. I haven't caught up.
I would be too if I was her, for sure.
That's like 15 years of her life recording.
Right.
Yeah, and her like livelihood. I mean, she gets paid good money from Netflix.
Right.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she's like, I don't want this gig to ever
end. Also is probably why Netflix doesn't want to produce the show anymore.
Well,
because
they're all...
Yeah.
And Candace has been directing actually on the last season of Fuller House.
Okay, Candace.
Oh, has she?
Yeah. Okay. And there was a clip. I don't have it, but she was... directing somebody and they were like, haha, Candace is being mean, but she looked like she was being really mean. You know, they like made it like a joke. I'm like, I don't think this is a joke.
I think she's actually, you know what though, hey,
when you're a director, you have to be
sometimes you have to be, because you're like, what the fuck, I just told you to do this thing and you didn't do it.
Yeah, right. You have to direct.
Come on, actor, get it together,
especially when you're directing sketch comedy.
Don't get me started.
Ooh, boy.
All right. Pluggy time.
Pluggy time.
Let's see. We'll start with Tayshaun.
Tayshaun, what's your plugs, these?
I'm trying to think of my plug. Lately, I've been doing a lot of really cool spectacle theater with a company called New Moon Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They are Chicago theater. They specialize in doing events and making your event like incredibly unique.
Yeah.
I just worked a party at the Windy City. God, I can't think of the place. They like bring just like the most creative shit to your parties.
Yeah, they do some weird shit.
It's cool. Look them up on New Moon Chicago. It's really hard to explain in person.
It's because it's like weird shit that you wouldn't. They'd be like, we're going to put a fucking
a tornado of doors.
Yeah, we're going to put a door tornado.
They've done that before. That was my internship. I've worked with them for 10 years, but totally check out New Moon Chicago if you want to make your wedding or any type of birthday party or fundraiser. Super
cool.
Unique.
Yeah, they do cool, weird shit.
Great people, and they pay their actors. So
yeah, they actually pay them. Yeah.
There you go. It's rare in Chicago.
Rare.
Just gonna say.
Rare.
Or everywhere.
Places,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Drew, how about you?
Just, you know, Drew Butt with Pants on Instagram. Me Butt with Pants on Twitter, because they won't let me have the two extra fucking letters, because Twitter sucks.
Well, we don't like Twitter, but yes, continue.
But you can also, what's most important is I want you to listen to the band, my band I'm in, The Limbos. We're on Spotify and all the things you can listen to music on.
Wonderful. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Yes. And thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime Encore. We watch these movies so you don't have to. But if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime Encore. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Okay. Goodbye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.